So we come now to a reading from the Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter, very familiar. Even if you're not in church a whole lot, it's going to be familiar to you, I think. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Everything was created through him. Not one thing, nothing came into being without him. John isn't the only one to talk about Jesus in this way. In his letter to the church in Colossians, Paul says, "For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things have been created through him." John and Paul, in pointing to Jesus, point us towards the power of creation. Yes from no, is from isn't, can from can't. That makes Jesus the power and source of hope. In him we can become and overcome. In him we shall, provided there's a relationship. The ancient Hebrews understood that God acts through speaking. God accomplishes his work through words. God does not need to walk over to the lumber, grab a 2x4 with his hands, and then check with his eye to make sure that the framing is level and square. As we run deeper into this digital age, this idea that work is done through speech, verbal communication at the speed of thought and faster might just make some sense to us. We live in a world of talk, a world of words, as we know so well. Talk on all sides, all talk and no action, all talk but no change. That's not how the Word of God works, though. God's Word makes things happen, causes, creates, calls into being, gives birth. We all want many things and all kinds of changes. God wants one thing for each of us, that we would know him truly. God invites you and me into a relationship. Everything was created through him. John is trying to draw us into what's beyond our ability to explain, beyond our many, many words. Science tries to give an account of how it is that there's something rather than nothing. How does being come from non-being, existence from non-existence? How does life come from what's not alive? I recently heard a physicist suggest that maybe there's just always been something, that there never has been a time when absolutely nothing existed. Maybe the universe is eternal. Now, he was speaking of the physical universe, atoms and subatomic particles. I was hearing him theologically. Of course there is that which has always existed, eternal God. It's not that God has just existed for like an astoundingly long period of time, like 4 trillion years or something. Always existed, eternal, never not existed. Nor is it the case that God continues after all that time to grow and to develop and become, to evolve, in other words. It's not the case that God thought one way about a topic a long time ago, but now thinks very differently about it. God doesn't change, and God isn't boring. God is not like oatmeal for breakfast every day for a year or 5 or 10. God, the Word, created all things from nothing. And He would like to have a meaningful, real relationship with you, all of us. Now, in John's Greek, Word, in the beginning was the Word. Word is logos. And logos, it does mean word, but it also means reason in the sense of orderliness, structure, organization, rationality. The logos, the word, undergirds everything, reminding us that beneath all appearances to the contrary, the world and existence are orderly and not chaotic or random or meaningless. Scientists use this term chaos and chaotic to describe some of what they observe out there in the universe, a root unpredictability that can neither be reduced nor systematized, something much bigger, much more complex, beyond our ability to describe, beyond all our words. That sounds like a way of saying God without saying God. The orderliness, the predictability we experience in this world makes it possible for us to do something with this life, with our lives in this world. Build, grow, increase, plan, manage, and bless. We have minds that operate in an orderly, logical way. You may doubt that about some people you know, but for everyone, there is that logical, orderly thing, that thinking, that mind that undergirds our own lives. Logic, as you can guess, also comes from this word logos, the creative, creating word, the word that works. The universe displays this logic. We detect this logic in us. This logic that we find inside and outside points us to God, who speaks and things happen, who wants to happen in each of us. There are those who insist that God stopped creating at the end of day 6. Whatever has come along since then is God's providence, seeing to our needs, caring about our well-being. It seems to me, though, that God is still creating something new, something wonderful and beautiful, faith in one heart and another, light in place of darkness, love where there had been indifference, help for hurt, real connection, meaningful relationship. Faith isn't exactly or even primarily something we feel. Faith is something we have, vital, that works in us. This faith is given, created, birthed. Faith is the gift. Nothing can come into being without Him. I think we can tell that John is setting the stage for something. He wants us to know that one came to us, lived among us, and that John had known this one personally, the one through whom all things, seen and unseen, exist, who speaks, and it is so, came into our world. God came to us like us, as one of us, to speak to us, to speak with us, to put His word in us so that a new life could begin. We're all in need of rebirth, renewal. Maybe you know it. Maybe you feel it. Maybe you even want that renewal. We hear reports that many of those in their late teens through their early 30s are rediscovering church and faith and reconnecting. We've heard of revivals, awakenings that have happened on one college campus and another in recent years. There's a hunger. It cannot be satisfied by the things of this world. Oh, we'll throw money, success, popularity, drugs, alcohol, food at the hunger. This hunger cannot be satisfied by the new order that some who very much want to be in charge want us to accept as the new, better reality, the new, better truth. We hear the many words of this world, this age, constantly being babbled in our ears, trying to make their way into our hearts and minds, crowding our souls, so there's no room left for anything else. No room for anything more. And there's a hunger. God put it there, spoke it in us long before any of us were born, so that we would be ready for relationship, reborn when and where God has appointed. Maybe that could happen here tonight. Maybe you're here not just because it's Christmas Eve and it's expected. Maybe you're here because you felt hunger for something more real, bigger, better than all the bickering and brokenness. The words of Scripture often record a deep sense of wonder regarding the world around us. It's still God's creation, and God still uses all creation to call to us. It's not the case that everything out there and beyond, let alone in these hearts, is just a hopeless jumble. Life does not have to be a meaningless mess. Just make the best you can of it and don't have any big expectations. The Word of God, who is God, spoke, and there was light, difference, direction, forward and backward, a glorious something rather than a horrible nothing. And that speaker of glory who causes something where there had been nothing comes to us, comes for us, even tonight, even right here, right now, so that we may truly see God, truly hear God, truly know God. Because being truly alive is in seeing, hearing, and knowing the hands and heart of God. The Creator came to create new life in us, to give us His life, so that our lives would look like something so much better than so much of what we encounter out there. To the God of all grace, who calls you to share God's eternal glory in union with Christ, be the power forever.